And welcome to the West Plains Civic Center, the Joe Paul Evans Arena. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Curtis Blue's going to be helping me tonight, and he's evidently pretty lucky. We're undefeated when Curtis is helping do these ball games, so he may have to do more depending on how the season plays out. But tonight the Grizzlies come in at 2-3, trying to even their records, and they'll be going up against the team that's 3-2 from the Northern Iowa Area Community College, and that's no exaggeration. They are right up at the far north end of the state of Iowa, so they had a long drive coming down here for 2 days of basketball. The Grizzlies are coming off a win, 72-66 on Wednesday night in St. Louis. This team from Mason City, Iowa, won their last game, and they defeated Luther Junior College by a final of 85-71. And I think this is the first time we've had this particular Iowa school in, so it'll be nice to see some new faces. Plus, tomorrow night, the Grizzlies will play a team that we saw here last year, Southern Arkansas University Tech, and they are from East Camden, Arkansas. And they are just the opposite direction. They're a county removed from being in Louisiana. And we saw them in a tournament here last year. Pretty good. Both of these teams we're playing are Division II teams, but a little better, especially in Southern Arkansas's case, a little better than your typical Division II team. So Linkyear Prep is the odd team out. That's the team that is playing, that is not playing us. And they, in the first game, got beat by Southern Arkansas Tech by a score of 72-60. So we're about ready to get rolling. Curtis, if he needed to pay an admission tonight, he could have brought a toy, because the toy drive is underway for the Howell County Christmas Toy Drive. And tonight, all the way through the 28th, that's six home games, you can bring a toy to the game for your admission price and get in and enjoy some Grizzly basketball. That's going on now through the 28th. You can drop your toy off out here at the admission table, either side, east or west, and that's going to be going on for a few weeks. So, we're undefeated with you out here, Curtis.
Yes.
Are you excited about it? It seems like it's been a month since we were up here and did that first game.
It does seem like it's been about a month, and it's only been about 2 weeks. But I'm hoping to keep the winning streak alive while I'm here, and looking forward to a good game tonight.
Grizzlies will not be at full strength. Lucas Prola is still out with an ankle problem and trying to figure out how to best fix that. Other than that, it should be the Grizzlies playing at full strength tonight. At halftime, we'll talk with Rusty Lovrentz, and he is the athletic director for the Grizzlies. He's got a lot on his plate these days. The Grizzlies starting new sports next year, and here with the basketball season now in full swing, things starting to get a little bit busier. So the Civic Center is going to be a hub of activity here over the next few months, and this is going to be the longest stretch of home games, well, I can remember in a little while, six in a row. That's pretty unique before you get to the first of the year. But these are all going to be non-region games. We'll start the region schedule right after we turn the page on the calendar to 2024. Drew Joyce is going to take care of the starting lineups for us here. We'll take a short break, and we'll get to the starters coming up next. We're at the Civic Center. The Grizzlies and the Trojans will play coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Hot Country KDY. Back at the West Plains Civic Center, the Grizzlies trying to even their record at 3-3. They've lost three games this year, all three to top 25 teams. Those teams include Midland, Texas, number 10, number 7, Indian Hills, and number 22, Triton College. So all three of those teams, and I hadn't seen the top 25 for this week. I knew Midland and Indian Hills would be in the top 25. I didn't know about Triton, but I was thinking they'll be in the top 25 before the year's over. 1 week in, they've already achieved number 22 in the top 25 teams in Division I NJCAA basketball. By the way, you can catch the stream for the live stream, that is, on our website at OzarkRadioNews.com. You can see it on our YouTube page and also on Facebook. And Drew Joyce is always tweaking and looking to do things a little bit bigger and better is going to provide a little bit of identification for the players as they're introduced tonight for the Grizzlies. I was expecting that we would have the anthem beforehand, but if not, and we will. So we'll take a break back in 90 seconds with the starters on KDY. All right, let's get to the starting lineups. The Grizzlies 2 and 3, their starting five will be the following. At a guard, 0, Kyle Germany. Kyle is a 6'2 sophomore from Detroit, Michigan. Number 2 is Carlos Paul III. He is a 6'5 sophomore from Southfield, Michigan. Also in the starting lineup, Javian Downey. Javian is a 6'3 freshman guard from Toronto, Canada. Trayon Grant Foster is a freshman, 6'6 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. And the final starter is Lionel Kabwimba, number 33. He is a 6'8 freshman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Grizzlies are coached by Jared Fay. And he is assisted by Coach Michael Poindexter and graduate assistant Joe Greenwood. Now the starters for the North Iowa Area Community College Trojans from Mason City, Iowa. Their starting five will go like this. Markeel Newsom is a 5'8 freshman from Peoria, Illinois. O'Marion Roberts, 5'8 freshman guard from Silvis, Illinois. Jordan Brown, a 6'2 freshman from Chicago Heights, Illinois. Carter Potaska is a 6'5 sophomore from Miles, Iowa. And Wyatt Helming, who would, by statistic standpoint and others, you would imagine he being their best player. He had 24 in the game the other night. He's 6'7 sophomore from Lake Mills, Iowa. Jeremy Winters is the head coach of the Trojans. Assistant is Mark Moll. Assistant coaches Greg Moll and Greg Paul. And Curtis, just looking at the general size of North Iowa, you would expect that we'd be pounding the basketball inside tonight.
Yeah. They have a little bit of size, but I think we're just a little bit bigger.
Trayon Grant Foster, who shall be referred to henceforth as TGF, will jump center, and the tip is won by North Iowa. This basketball game is up and running. Out front, Markeel Newsom over on the left side of the court. The Grizzlies in their home white with red and blue trim. North Iowa has kind of a Golden State Warrior feel to it, but their uniforms. Left wing, here's a wide open three, no good. Rebound pulled up, down by TGF. Long pass out, is thrown away. So the Grizzlies turn it over right off the bat. Here's a shot at the right point for a three, and that's up and good by Markeel Newsom. So that's the way the game starts. Grizzlies get some full court pressure here. Javian Downey gets it over the timeline with 2 seconds to spare. The Grizzlies start their offense. Kyle Germany, the leading scorer with 13 a game, has it on the right wing. Kyle inside cutter, gets it, lays it up, and no good. Trayon thought he got fouled, but he missed the shot. And back come the Trojans up the right side. Newsom left point from the left corner. Man-to-man defense by the Grizzlies. Pass to the corner to Newsom. He gets the ball out to Helming. Now ball out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Trojans. So both teams with a turnover here in the first minute 12.
Going back to that first turnover by the Grizzlies, though, I do like TGF aggressiveness trying to get out on the fast break.
He just did not have a good angle to make that particular pass. Double team on the inbound. Trayon has it, brings it up the left side. Long up ahead. Carlos with a good catch. Bounces twice. Pump fake. Follow-away jumper. Good.
Good move to get the defender off his feet as well.
Carlos Paul with the first basket of the game. He's averaging 10 points tonight. In the right corner, good defense that time by Germany to cut off the ball handler. Now out to the point to Newsom. Picked up by Javian Downey. Screen to the left. They go that way. He dribbles between it. Splits it. He kicks it left corner. Open three is lofted in and out. And Trayon with his second rebound. Long up the left side. Good pass up ahead to Germany. Kyle goes in. Scoop, shoots and scores.
That was a sweet move by Germany there.
4-3 ball game. Grizzlies trailed off the bat, but now are up by one. Out front, James Jennings pulls up the right elbow, and he'll make it from 15 feet. James Jennings' first basket of the contest. And it's a 5-4 game. Kyle Germany over the timeline on the right side of the floor. Trayon Grant Foster, lob over the top. Good pass. Pump fake underneath. Carlos up strong inside. He missed it. Got it back. Pump it again. Goes up. Missed it. Got fouled. And he'll shoot two at 17-34 the first half. That foul will be against Wyatt Helming. His first foul. And for that matter, first foul of the basketball game. Carlos Ball to the free throw line. Carlos, like others for the Grizzlies, has struggled from the line here early in the year. But we've seen him be, at times, a very good free throw shooter. He makes the first one to tie the game at 5 apiece. The sophomore from Southfield, Michigan, misses the second one, and the rebound is taken down by Bassey for the Warriors. I said Bassey, it should have been Pataska, took that down for the Warriors. Now pass over on the left point to the right point. On the wing, here's an open three with the left hand. That's up and good. Markeel Newsom, he's made a pair of threes, and it's an 8-5 ball game.
And that one, his foot was nowhere going to be near the line, so he has some range.
That was a legit three he just made from a little over 20 feet away. Out front, top of the circle. I think actually 22 feet and something. Here's the shot up inside, no good. Put back by Lionel Kimwemba as Lionel gets his first basket of the ball game. Just in the lineup again, and the Grizzlies are sticking with this five here through the first 4 minutes of the ball game. Out high, top of the circle. Good pressure on the ball by Trayon. He seems rather excited to play defense tonight. And being 6'6", it can be a problem. Here's a near foul out front. Went for the steal. Pass underneath. And Helming goes up. Missed the dunk. Got fouled. And it'll be two shots. And Javian Downey will get called for his first personal foul for the Grizzlies. So both teams with one personal here in the early going. When we have these tournaments, it's call it a tournament, but it's actually just two games a night for two nights. Free throw by Helming is good. 5 o'clock will be the start time for the first game tomorrow night. That will be Link Year Prep going up against this North Iowa team. Wyatt Helming. He's a big lad, 6'7". Lake Mills, Iowa. Next free throw is off the front of the rim and pulled down by the Grizzlies. As soon as Trayon Grant Foster was healthy enough to play, he was in the starting lineup, and he's getting better each game. Right wing, here's a three for Carlos. He missed it. Rebound is tipped long, picked up by Trayon. Knocked away from behind. They'll save it, and they'll be picked up by the Trojans. They're up by a score of 9-7. Kendon Peebles coming in just a bit. Out high left corner, Helming. One bounce, wanted to shoot a three instead. I think he stepped out of bounds. But it's a turnover, however you slice it. Second one against Northern Iowa, or North Iowa. And in the ball game for the Grizzlies, Kendon Peebles. Kendon is a 6'5 forward from Virginia. And Urji Hunami from north of the border in it at a guard spot. Urji, a 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario. At the other end, here's Kyle Germany. Leans in, shoots and scores as he spun back to his right and laid it up and in with the left hand. Kyle has got some offensive talent. Pass to the far side in the corner, driving the lane, wraparound pass, layup by Pataska is no good. Rebound controlled by Javian Downey. Front court, cross court pass. Here's Kyle with a three, and it's off the front of the iron, rebounded by Lionel. Back to Kyle, drives the lane, scoop shot inside, won't go, and the rebound to Helming for the Trojans. They come back left to right. They're in the blue and the gold. Here's a shot from 17, straight on, good for two. And again, Newsom, he has 8 of their 11 points. It's 11-9. Front court, Germany, backdoor pass, and there's Peebles up with the shot, tried to dunk it, got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Kendon Peebles has started a few games, come off the bench others, and overall has been one of the most consistent players the Grizzlies have had through the first six games of the year. Tonight, he has chosen shoes that you can see from the moon. Is that lime green or... I don't know how you would describe that. First free throw is no good.
It's something like lime green, but as someone that should be wearing their glasses more, I appreciate it.
That shade of green, if it's lime, the limes aren't ripe yet. We could turn all the lights off and still see where Kendon was standing, I think, with those shoes. Next free throw is good. Kendon Peebles makes one. It's 11-10. Grizzlies down by one. Gage Pitts from Thayer is in the ball game, and he'll guard the basketball out front against Omarion Roberts. Now in the left corner, ball tipped away by Urji Hanami.
Tom Emmerich from Mansfield also made his way into the game during those free throws.
So the only starter out there right now is Javian Downey. And the Grizzlies will play defense with the ball thrown in from in front of the Grizzly bench in the corner. Pass out front, Markeel Newsom. Newsom has hurt us, so Urji Hanami takes that duty to guard him. Pass to the right corner. Now on the wing, here's a long three again by Newsom. No good. Rebound high in the air. It's Kendon Peebles. Got Urji ahead of the field. Makes the catch in the corner. Feeds it to Gage. Goes in. Lays it up and good with the left hand.
Good job there by Urji to slow it down for a second, then hand it right off to Gage.
Out on the side, Roberts has it. Double team, wraparound pass. Ball knocked away and a reach-in foul on Kendon Peebles. And that'll stop the clock at 13:59. One thing that has been fairly obvious for the Grizzlies, and that is we don't run with the ball all that much, get out on the fast break. When we do, we really look good, and we've got guys that can run the floor. So if you're a lot of that has to come from your defense. If you can get stops, get turnovers, you can move the ball down the floor a lot easier. Here's the ball off the rim on the layup. No good. Rebound kicked up the floor. Hanami goes in, walks around, goes up, blocked off the glass. Really good defensive play there. And back will come the Trojans. Bounce pass right side. Lean in shot off the board is up and good. Basket will count. Jordan Brown will get the bucket. And that whole thing started at the other end when Keon Alexander, a 6'7 freshman from Bolingbrook, Illinois, got in the game. And his defense started that break, Curtis.
Just like you were talking about, except for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's what we need at our end of the floor. One free throw, and it's good. That last foul was on Gage Pitts. Third team foul on the Grizzlies. 14-12. Bounce pass to the high post. Trayon Grant Foster goes around his guy all the way. High off the board and good. Trayon Grant Foster is that guy that if you need a basket, he can get you one. He's done very well in the three games he's started, averaging right at 12 points a game. Left elbow pull-up shot blocked by Kyle Germany. Picked up by Gage Pitts. Let's run a little the other way. Three-on-three. Great bad pass. Bounce pass across floor and stolen. Front court, left corner. Bouncing on the baseline. Wraparound shot high in the air. No good air ball, but it's picked back up again by Adam Hackett. Now shot from the point for three. No good. Long rebound. Gage will run that down. Front court, Kendon wide open three at the right point off the side iron. No good. Rebound comes down, and the other way goes Marion Roberts. He carried the basketball and got caught. He almost got away with it.
Almost. But that only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's what they say. So the Grizzlies will throw the ball in the back court. Same five will stay out there. 12:30 to go in the first half. Grizzlies trying to get to 3-3 on the season. To the right corner, Kyle Germany, wraparound pass, tipped out of bounds. It is feasible, it's possible. You got six games in a row at home, and we could come out of all this with our next road game at National Park just after the 1st of December we could come out of this possibly 9-3 if we play well. In the left corner, Kyle Germany at the point. Hands it off to Gage Pitts. Gage dribbles down. Bounce pass out to Kyle Germany. Reset the offense, but there's only four on the shot clock. Kyle launches a three at the right point. No good. Rebound goes long. North Iowa wanted a flop. They didn't get one. Down the key. Here's Kendon Peebles with a swat in the block. Here we go the other way. With a three-on-two break. Feed it across. Trayon goes up. Got undercut. And down he goes. And a foul is called. Well, that is really dangerous when you just take someone's legs out from under them when they're going up to shoot the basketball at the basket. Sometimes you'll see that called an intentional foul even, or a flagrant foul even. But the foul, however you want to color it, is against Braden Drea as the first free throw goes in for Trayon Grant Foster. Riley Whitaker, the national ambassador for Spam, comes in the ball game for the Grizzlies. You find out stuff on these road trips. Next free throw is good. 16-14. Now on the left side, now the Grizzlies will jump and trap. I thought we'd gone to a zone, but not the case. Over on the left side, Newsom dribbles in, penetrates, slapped away. Another steal. Riley Whitaker, three-on-one break. Riley lost control of it and is stolen back. Two-on-one break. Lob ahead. Ball is too high. Tipped out of bounds. They tried to alley-oop the ball inside to Adam Hackett. Well, that is out of his reach. Actually, Keon Alexander, the intended receiver on that pass. Carlos Paul is back in the ball game for the Grizzlies.
As is JV and Downey.
Gage Pitts will run the point right now with this particular group. Urji Hunami will get it to JV and Downey. Downey will hand it to Gage Pitts going to his left. Crossover dribble, beat his man, beats it inside right off the hands of Carlos Paul. Ooh. Well, I was going to say we got away with one, but again, we didn't get away with anything. The outside official is going to probably change that call.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't mention that. The officials for the ball game tonight are Ward Silva, Mark Adamson, and Gordon Barnes. Inbound backcourt, here comes Markel Newsom from Peoria, Illinois. Bounce pass, low block. Boy, they had Carlos pinned inside. How long is he in the lane? Here's a whistle and a foul call as he turned and went up to his left for the shot, but a foul is going to be called on Carlos Paul. I wish you had started counting when he caught the ball in the paint. You could have got up to seven, I think. Carlos called for the foul. First free throw try with the left hand is good. Keon Alexander. He brings a little bit of size to their lineup. 6'7" freshman. Bolingbrook, Illinois. Second try spins out, no good. Rebound Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Up the right side, Gage Pitts, right corner. Kamari Vincent in the ball game. He drives in, lays it up, no good. And Carlos Paul, triple team, kicks it out left corner. Riley Whitaker with a shot for three, and it's good. Riley connects from the corner. It's 19-15 Grizzlies. Pass underneath, they'll double team the ball. It's how long has he been in the lane? Here's a pass to the left corner. Wraparound pass to the far right corner. Newsom has to step back, can't get a shot. Hand off, now kick it to the far left wing. Up fake, kick it out diagonal to the right wing. Here's a three in the air, no good. Over the back foul will be called on the Trojans, and that'll work against Adam Hackett as he went over the back of Kamari Vincent. If you see it, Curtis, if you see a three-second call in any of the games you're at this year, you're seeing the basketball equivalent of a dodo bird. Because you don't see him very often. Here's a shot in the corner for Riley. No good. Ball comes off, taken down by Hackett. And here come the Trojans. They like to push it. Pass to the point. Open shot. Three ball is off the back iron. Bounces high out. And it's going to be Carlos Paul controlling. Riley Wicker from Calico Rock, Arkansas, gets it over to Kyle Germany. He's from a slightly bigger town called Detroit. Bounce pass inside, kick it to the far corner. Javian Downey, wide open three. It's good. That's what we need from him, and he can do that. Here's a whistle. Timeout on the floor. 9:22 to play first half. The Grizzlies enjoy a seven-point lead over the Trojans from North Iowa Area Community College, 22-15. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. We come back 22-15. Curtis Ballew to my right. I'm Harlan Hutchison, and of course Drew Joyce over there taking care of the video duties. Grizzlies come back out with Javian Downey, Kyle Germany, Kamari Vinson, Trayon Grant Foster, and Carlos Paul. Newsom out front, straight man-to-man by the Grizzlies defensively. They look inside, lob it over the top, look at Trayon Grant Foster, anticipates and steals. We go back the other way, 4-on-2. All the way in, right-hand layup, no good. Offensive foul will go against TGF. You come to Grizzly games this year, you always see plays that make you go, wow, every now and then. There's going to be a bunch of wow plays that you see Trayon Grant Foster execute, especially if we get the pace of the game picked up a little bit. He will fill the lane, and he will drop the hammer a few times this season before we're all done with this 2023-24 schedule. So, 9 minutes to play. First half. Out at the point. A little bit of problem there for the Taskers. Now, here's a shot. No good. Rebound is picked back up at the point. Hook pass across. The Tasker on the baseline goes in. Double team back out to the corner. They'll move it out to the point, fake the pass to the right wing, dribble in all the way, stop, turn, got away with a walk. Shot at the left point for three is good. Braden Drea. With the bucket, 22-18. Pass low block, Carlos Paul pump fake inside, goes up, got it blocked, picked back up, no good. Tipped outside, going to be picked up by Markel Newsom. Braden Drea just made a three. He's clapping his hands. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. I am hot. I am open, even though he's not right now. He'll pop out. Good defense on the hedge that time by Trayon Grant Foster, keeping the ball away from him. Off a high screen, dribbling around to the corner. Cross-hand dribble now. Here's a drive up and good. And that was too easy on the part of Jordan Brown, who just dribbled around until he found a lane and just took it to the basket and laid it in. Kyle Germany out front. Bounce pass, high post. Carlos Paul has it. Puts it on the deck. Goes in. Leans in. Shoots and scores.
And he just ended a 5-0 run out of the timeout for the Trojans.
Carlos, very effective inside at 6'5". He's usually given up a few inches, but he's become a very good post player. Out at the point, here's Braden Drea. He catches at the right side, dribbles in, and a reach-in foul. And that's going to be on who?
Kamari Vinson, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Is what the scoreboard says up there. Team fouls on the West Plains to 4 for the Trojans.
They'll inbound from underneath. They'll kick it out on the wing. Braden Drea shoots a 3, and it's good. No wonder he's clapping his hands. Throw me the ball. 24-23, Grizzlies by 1. Left side, Germany. Curls top of the circle. Now out to Kendon Peebles. Looks back door. Picks up the dribble. Good defense by Drea on Javian Downey. Javian's going to have to work a little harder to get loose. Now in the right corner, Peebles goes to baseline, cut off, falls back, shoots it off the board. No good. But he got fouled in the act of shooting. And he'll go to the free throw line, and that will probably be on Carter Pataska. And that'll be his first foul. So Braden Drea has come off the bench for the Trojans, 5'10 guard from Indianola, Iowa. Two shots, first try, good by Kendon Peebles. So he's two out of three from the line tonight. Braden Drea, that sounds like the name of a Rush album. Next one, good. Curtis, do you even know what a Rush album is?
Yes.
Okay. 26. 26-23. On the left side, down the key. Here's Brown goes up, puts it up no good. Dunk attempt off the putback, no good. Grizzlies come back. And a bad pass from Javian Downey is stolen. Back the other way by Omarion Roberts. A lot of our turnovers on passes are passes made without an angle. Here's a pass inside ball, blocked away from behind by Germany. Now up inside ball, lost on the way up, tipped out of bounds by the Trojans. Good effort that time inside, Curtis, by the Grizzly defense.
Yeah, and I am surprised that Kyle Germany was able to get that block. He lost some height to Pataska.
From just a purely athletic standpoint, Kyle may be our best athlete, and that's saying something. We've got some pretty good ones, but 6'3", he can really get off the floor. Kenan Peebles in the front court, hands to Javian, now on the left point, Urji Hunami. Takes it all the way in, goes up, got a shot blocked by Pataska, and it's taken away by the Trojans. 3-point Grizzly lead, 26-23. Pataska at the left elbow, pulls up, 13-foot jump shot, rims off, rebound, put back, good, foul on the play, and the basket will count. Lionel Kimwimbo will get the foul, and the bucket will go to Keon Alexander, who had inside position on the rebound that time.
That's the first foul on Lionel in this first half.
I have that as being the 17th foul, but it'll just be one free throw here. And it's off the back iron, no good. Grizzlies back with Gage Pitts at the point. On the left wing, lob over the top. And it was missed time. Ball was over the head of Lionel, so the Grizzlies with their sixth turnover. At the point, Drea dribbles in, kicks it back out, now on the left side. Pataska. Now they'll move it back to the right wing. He'll move it out near midcourt. This is Omarion Roberts. They try to double team. They do double team, and they turn it over. Lionel has it, gets it now to Gage Pitts. Fifth turnover against the Trojans. Carlos Paul and Kamari Vinson will check in just a bit. Down the key, hook pass across, high pass caught by Downey, touch pass out and around the horn on the wing. Kendon with a three, no good. I thought he had that one measured, but it went off the left front iron and right into the hands of Jordan Brown for North Iowa. They have the ball down by one. 4:30 to play in the first half. Pataska on the left side. Down the key all the way. Right-hand scoop shot. No good, but a foul on the drive as Marion Roberts will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Lionel Kimwimbo will pick up his second foul. He is the first player in the game to have more than one. Free throw attempt by Omarion Roberts awaits, and this one is off the back iron. No good. Our free throw shooting has not been very good in recent games, but those have all been away from the Civic Center, and you figure to shoot better at the Civic Center. We are tonight. We are 5 out of 8. Next free throw is no good. Make that 6 out of 8. Back on the other end of the floor, Kyle Germany's score stays 26-25. Kyle at the free throw line, left corner, Gage Pitts. He's going to launch a three, and it's off the side iron, no good. Rebounded by Alexander. Back the other way. Trojans with it at the point. On the left side, over a high screen, dribbling between, and around right-hand scoop. Layup is no good. Tipped up by Pataska, no good. Rebound, Kamari Vinson to the Grizzlies. Front court, Pitts, left corner. Kendon, why shoot that ball, son. He takes it in on the baseline. Kicks it back to Vincent. Lays it up. Good. Foul on the play and the basket counts.
I think that 0 for 2 from 3 got into Kendon's head a little bit, but it still worked out for the Grizzlies.
I hope that's not the case because he needs to keep shooting the basketball. He is a very good perimeter shooter. He'll come out of the ball game now in favor of Trayon Grant Foster.
Paul Vinson in Germany all made their way into the game when we were shooting free throws on the other end.
Carlos leading scorer with 5 points so far for the Grizzlies. Kamari Vinson free throw is good. So a three-point play the old-fashioned way for the 6'3 freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Here's Drea out front, launches it. I believe that was a two. It's no good. And the rebound taken down by Gage Pitts. Across the way, wide open, Trayon Grant Foster in the paint. Fall away from 12 is good. That kid, I'm telling you, he's going to have a big season. 31-25. 6'6" guards are really good to have. He's out on the ball right now. Drea got away with a little slide step, now to the right corner. Marion Roberts has it, holds it. Kyle Germany on him. Goes baseline, pushes in baseline. Now back out around the horn it goes, right point. Three ball is in the air, no good. Rebound, Gage Pitts. Got a guy ahead of the field down here. Don't see TGF, and so Gage will hold it up. Back outside, Germany steps into a three, no good. Rebound, Trayon Grant Foster up above. Everybody puts it up, no good. Put back, good by Kamari Vinson.
And the Grizzlies are on an 8-0 run. Or 7. I don't know how to do math.
But we're ahead by 8. That's the important thing. 2:25 to play, first half. Grizzlies lead the Trojans 33-25. Back in a minute on KDY. 2:25 to go in the first half. It's 33-25. Halftime coming up. Grizzly halftime. We'll have Rusty Lovrentz, our halftime guest, the AD here for Missouri State West Plains. We had a good talk today in spite of the fact he's a Royals fan. Milwaukee Johnson is in the ball game at a guard spot now for North Iowa. 33-25. Boy, the Grizzlies get after him a little bit now. I was glad to see that. Crossover, free throw line, pull-up jumper is no good, but Riley Whitaker is going to be called for reaching in and hitting him on the arm in the act of shooting. So Riley picks up his first foul. Free throw shooter, Marion Roberts. First try is good. So we're on our way on the bus to Ottumwa the other day, and I looked back. Riley Whitaker's about two seats back. I said something about spam loud enough for him to hear, and he said, "I love spam." And we got into about a 20-mile discourse about the benefits of spam. I learned a lot. Free throw line, back out to the near timeline. Trayon Grant Foster handing it to Javian Downey. High post. Trayon dumps it down. Ball tipped. Got it back. He keeps the ball. Beats his man across. Pump fake. Turn around. Fade away from 12 as an air ball. And it's going to be picked up by the Trojans. Probably should have taken that first shot that he had before he moved it back out on the perimeter. But it's 33-27. Trojans have the ball. They're down 6. Crossover left baseline all the way in with a layup, and that's up and in by Jordan Brown coming in from the left wing. He has 7 points. 33-29. It just kind of goes back and forth. Over the top, Gage Pitts front court to the left corner. Out to Javian Downey on the low block. Hook pass, far corner. Javian's got a three from the right wing. Good! I'll tell you what, if he turns into a consistent three-point shooter, which he certainly has the ability to do, it will really energize the Grizzlies' offense. That's for sure. He has 6 points. He's made a pair of threes. On the right side, Johnson out front. Drea will give the ball up now to Roberts. He's cut off by Riley Whitaker at the right elbow. Down the left corner. Here's a shot, I think, for a two. No good. Long rebound over the top, though. Pump fake, put up inside, no good, off the miss by Keon Alexander. Rebound to TGF. We're down to 25 seconds to go in the first half. Grizzlies by 7. And we've been scoring 70, 72 points a game, so we're just pretty much on that pace right now. Kamari Vinson over to Gage Pitts, right corner. Javian Downey with 8, top of the circle. Now they're going to spread the floor, and Trayon's going to go one-on-one with 5 seconds. He's going to shoot a three straight on. It's good. Well, if they're not going to guard you, shoot it, I guess. 39-29 is our halftime score here at the Civic Center tonight. Curtis, Drew, and I will come back and check the first half scoring in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Grizzly halftime.